Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Apollo ROP call on the 6th of November 2013. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langdonor, Fiona Shvardanyan, Ariel Michel, and Gunilla Asping. We have an apology from Olivier Crippen-Leblanc and Maureen Hilliard. From staff, we have Sylvie Vanko and myself, Matthew Kerrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Natalie. I appreciate your indulgence while we're fiddling around getting things ready. Ali, Ganella and Sirinush, I think we should be able to progress a number of things today, not the least of which will be the working group charter draft that Ali and Ganella have got us presented here and that Natalie has put up on the working space. I would like to keep this call to no longer than the hour, because I'm very aware of the number of calls that some of you have already been on today. But what I would like to do right now to start off is just have a quick review, and I think this will be mainly with Sylvia, of any outstanding action items. Sylvia, there's a group of them listed on the agenda.
Joined.
If you would like to respond to any that are still outstanding now, that would be excellent. The first one is, of course, to you. Investigate whether turning wiki pages into Q codes. How are we going on that?
Yes, I did. I consulted our IT department regarding the QR codes. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. ICANN at the moment doesn't have a tool, an ICANN tool, to convert the URLs into QR codes. But we can use perfectly, it's perfectly okay that for us to use any of the QR tools that are out there in the internet. And so that will allow us to actually convert the any URL, any public wiki URL into a QR code. And I wanted to mention that Lacralo has already used that system in one of the booklets that they're producing for the Buenos Aires. It's pretty easy. It's very easy to obtain this tool of any. There are a number of commercial, even free tools out there in the internet, and mm-hmm. we can do it perfectly. And another thing I found out is that we have in our wiki pages, we have a tiny URL that can be referenced in documentation also if we wanted to put, if the URL in length is too long, we could use the tiny URL. But it's perfectly fine for us to go and use a tool to create a QR code.
Thank you very much for that, Sylvia. I appreciate that. One of the advantages of both the tiny URL and the QR code is that, of course, we can start using these things in our links and our outreach activities. I think what we might do is try and control what particular free tools are used, and what I'd like to do is, now that we don't have an ICANN-based one, what we might do is ask the ALAC Technology Task Force, with Dev in charge of that, to select the most robust and reasonable free tool for all of us to use. I use a number of them myself, and I also have a paid premium subscription service which allows me to do imaging and all sorts of clever things. But I think it's appropriate that we ask Dave and the Technology Task Force to advise us. Undoubtedly, it'll be the one that the Lacralo has already used. So thank you for that one. Moving then to the next, which is the working group to continue discussion of individuals as members in some form or other to come on into each of the regional structures. I'm going to ask whether or not, I mean, all of us have agreed that this is something we have to grapple with in our review of the rules of procedure. But I'm wondering, Sirinush, this would be particularly for you and the rest of the leadership, because this is going to be a matter of considerable discussion and interest to our regional representatives and our at-large structures. Do you want to have a single purpose call to look at this matter and then start discussion on a wiki and on the list? I'll just wait till Sirinush has a yay or nay on that. Because if that's the case, we'll carry that action item over. So what we might do is carry that action item over and note that against my name and Sirinush to continue further planning on and discussion with you, Sylvia, on how we will approach that particular action item with the rest of the region. The next one is the discussion of definitions, and again, I think that probably fits in under some of what Maureen, but to some extent also some of what KT is doing, so I'll leave that to them till he gives us a brief update, but I'm sure definitions are always a challenge and need to be grappled with. So we may want to take a similar approach to drafting some definitional options and then taking them out to our community probably in the early December period. The next thing is to that seems to be a replica on the agenda. I do apologise. The definitions to include the requirement for regions to find a way to engage individuals as members is a duplication. It's the same action as the one that's sitting on the second point. So we'll modify that on the action item page and also on the agenda. Sylvia, could I ask you to do that, please? That would be great if you could tidy those things up. And finally, the one that comes to you again, Sylvia, is to follow up with ICANN Legal on the issue of our name, with the full name of AP Ralo going into Australasia, et cetera, et cetera. Over to you on that one then, Sylvia.
I have asked ICANN Legal, however, I haven't received a response yet. But as you know, I am a lawyer by training, so I can anticipate that. I don't want to put on my lawyer hat because I don't represent ICANN in a legal capacity in my current job. So, but I can tell you as a lawyer that I can anticipate that if we do change the APRALO name to be a longer name and have the Australasian included, then we probably would need an addendum to the MOU with ICANN. And yep. It shouldn't be a big deal, actually. It's just a name change. It really, I don't anticipate any problems, but I am still waiting to hear from ICANN Legal on this one. So if you allow me, I will continue pushing for a response as soon as possible.
Thank you, Sylvia. I appreciate that. It's Cheryl for the record. And I think if we just leave that action item open and pick it up for an update at our next call, it is, of course, a matter for such a change to be enacted, whether we go long form or short form or simply to harmonise them so that what it says on our pages matches what it says on our MOU. That's the type of thing that would need to be dealt with at our General Assembly or Annual General Meeting, and that, of course, would be slated for a Singapore meeting activity. So we do have plenty of time to deal with that, but it is something that we should not lose sight of. And I don't think that we would necessarily need to hold up our rules of repeat of procedure review because we could put in a set of advices and alternates in those rules and then have them discussed with the appropriate memorandum in advance of our General Assembly, which will be in Singapore next year. Which now brings us to item 3 of the agenda, which is our work team updates, which is all very exciting because I've got representatives of 2 of the 3 work teams here at the moment, but Maureen has in fact, done a little bit of updating, and I may ask Sylvia if she can find the latest email or update from Maureen and kindly have it ready to either read to the record or get Natalie to post up after we go through the other reports. I'll start off with KT because I can. Over to you, KT.
Okay, Kratiana for the record. Thank you for that. I don't actually have too much to update. I left the meeting early on our last meeting, and then I had some trouble finding the minutes and the recording of the meeting. And I also confessed to not emailing ICANN staff for that link. So that's probably the extent of my update at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate and Cheryl, for the record. And you've raised a very important issue, one that I'm now going to ask Sylvia to follow up on. Because it wasn't that you couldn't find the link. It's unless they've gone in the last 24 hours, those links are not on our last meeting page. There is no MP3. There is no transcription. And there is no summary minutes. And the only reason that there are action items is because I copied and pasted them in after I took them from Sylvia's email that was sent to all of us after last meeting because I was putting them into our agenda. So I do understand that in the rush of blood to the head and activities that happen before an ICANN face-to-face meeting, there is strain on our staff, including our transcription staff, and I'm only assuming that that is the issue. But Sylvia, if you can keep an eye on that and make sure that that page does get updated, and indeed the material from today's call doesn't fall into a black hole, despite the fact that everybody's gearing up in pre-Buenos Aires meeting activities. That would be good.
Okay.
So that's kind of a little issue. Please go ahead, Sylvia.
Yes, sorry. This is Sylvia for the record. Actually, the recording, the transcripts are there on the wiki page. They are being uploaded within 48, 72 hours, actually. So perhaps it's that he couldn't find it, or I don't think of anything because I actually
Well, Sylvia, put it this way. It's not only KT that can't find it, it's Cheryl. It's I couldn't find it. When I put today's agenda up in the last, whatever it was, 36 hours, there was no links to any other meeting material on last month's call. So if you go back to the 17th of October, and the meeting page for the 17th of October, none of those uploads had occurred at least 12 to 36 hours ago. And the only reason that there is an action item page which has data on it, the pages exist, but the only reason that there is any data on it is because I personally uploaded that material. So just double check on that, please. Ganella, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl. When I've been looking around the various pages, I did come across the meeting minutes from the last meeting on the 10th of October, if that's correct, the transcription isn't there. No. What I wanted to raise with this point is that I've been trying to find various documents as I've been working on the draft charter, and I'm finding that sometimes things aren't in chronological order on the left nav bar, and this is a bigger issue rather than this past set of minutes and transcriptions. And it's something I'm wondering if we can review, maybe not as part of this working group, but just look at how all of those meetings and the minutes are structured to make it easier to find things for people.
Gunilla, it's Cheryl here. I couldn't agree with you more, and you will be unsurprised, I suspect, to realise when I now tell you that that is something that has been raised before. It's the bane of the chair of the ALAC life. He gets somewhat increased blood pressure from time to time when he gets into this topic. So we're careful not to talk about this in front of Olivier, lest he gets irritable. But he has, in fact, for the ALAC and at large pages, asked for some review hierarchical work and remodel the tree structure to be done. Matt Ashtiani was the lead staff on that, but I do know that, and you'd be more than welcome to contribute, because I know Alan Greenberg was one of the other people, apart from myself and a couple of others, who were going to assist with that. Now, they're all very busy, but I think the other thing was we have a likelihood that some of our navigation and page where we store things is going to shift slightly as the new ICANN website gets done. But that's no excuse for delay. So with your keenness on this, I might put your name forward to Olivier and just see if immediately after Buenos Aires this activity can be resuscitated, because I'm sure it's frustrating for not just you but for a number of other people. And I see Sylvia, who might be able to give us some more information. Over to you, Sylvia.
Yes. Actually, regarding the transcripts, I went back, and perhaps the issue is that the links look as if there is nothing linked, but they are linked. So if you click on the where it says recording, you click on it and it opens up automatically. The same with the transcripts. So that's probably the issue. But in general, the comment I read from Maureen and from Cyrano, that it's difficult to find stuff on the wiki. So I raised the issue with Matt. And what we can do now that we see each other in Buenos Aires is to sit together, Matt, myself, whoever needs some guidance, and we can sit all together and look at the wiki together and see the difficulties, identify what the problems are, and see how we can better organize the wiki so everybody can see stuff and delete things or links that are duplicate, etc. So I have already raised this issue, and we'll find a time, perhaps after our AP RALO meeting that we have, we can do that, or at any moment we can sit and do it. Just wanted to mention that.
Thanks, Sylvia. Cheryl here, because it is a point of considerable annoyance and something that has been going on for some time. Gunilla, did you want to follow up on that?
Yes, thanks, Cheryl. I just made a note in the chat room. My old librarian type hat on, there needs to be topic headings, subheadings under that, a chronological arrangement. All of these things would really help to make it a logical arrangement that is intuitive for people to use. And I won't be in Buenos Aires, but I'm happy to help on a small working group or whatever to do this, because it's going to make a huge difference for everyone, I think, to find material quickly and easily.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for that. I appreciate that offer, and I think Sylvia, Matt and the rest of the team will also appreciate that as well. So, Sylvia, can you make sure that our AP Rylo resident librarian can also be involved in helping us get this to be a better model?
Sure. Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot. What I'd like to do now, with Gianella, you've already started speaking, but you and Ali are the next cab off the rank, and on the shared space is the in-group charter, which I'm going to ask you to take us through. But what I'm going to ask the rest of the team, and I note Liana has joined us. Welcome, Liana. Thank you for joining us. This working group charter with some, we'll treat this as a first read-through at this meeting, and then I'll ask you all to do a second read-through independently, and then we can perhaps agree online what, if any, edits might need to be made to it, and then I'm going to ask Sirinush, with her vice chair's hat on, to assist me in taking this forward to the rest of the region for discussion and, I trust, approval. Just before you dig in, the two to be determined or to be announced things on the front page, which is the charter approval date, clearly without a crystal ball and even perhaps with one, we won't know that just yet. But I did want to speak to the appointment of a CO, which means chartering organisation liaison or liaisons. If I may just help you all understand what that actually means. Throughout this charter, you'll see references to the GNSO working group guidelines. And when those GNSO working group guidelines were put together, and they were put together with considerable input from thought leaders from the ALAC, myself included, with a view to making a set of guidelines that were going to be more universally applicable, not only for the GNSO, but for the CCNSO, for cross-community working groups, and of course for the ALAC and at large. Now, the chartering organisation in this case would be AP Rylo. The role of a liaison or a CO, a chartering organisation liaison, is very specific and has some very particular roles under those guidelines. And whilst I encourage you all to read those guidelines in full, I just wanted to bring you all up to speed now. And see if we can agree on something before I get Gianella and Ali to go through their drafting. The purpose, without going into all of the details, of the CO liaison is to act as a formal bridge and dispute resolution and reporting mechanism between our work group and the chartering organisation. So, for example, if KT suddenly became irritable with the fact that I can never say his name and I constantly called him KT, and he felt that was in some way affecting his ability to be performing in this work group, if he and I couldn't work that out, and he had a complaint to make, it would go through the CO liaison back to the work group chartering organisation, which would be in this case AP Rylo. Similarly, if we had a situation where there was a lack of consensus, and there was a concern that without reframing questions we were asked or tasks we were given, that we would not be able to proceed further. That information and the resolution of that, which may be a changing of our charter, for example, to have a more specific or more narrow or more particularly focused question to be asked and answered, would go back to AP RALO via the liaison. So there's a bunch of really specific things that the liaison does. They often, and in my view, should act as a full and interactive part of the working group, so there is no reason why one of us cannot take that role. But if we were to make a suggestion on who should be appointed, it appears to me that seeing as we have one of our vice chairs who has a direct, therefore, link to the leadership of the RALO, as one of our work group members, that Sirinush would be an absolutely ideal candidate to have their name put forward as the appointed CO liaison. So with that highly biased piece of both information and recommendation under our belt, I'm going to toss it over to Arlene Ganella to take us through this terrific and I think very robust charter that they've put together for us. Over to you.
Okay. If Arlie's happy, I will take the lead on going through this charter. Arlie was limited in time and asked if I could take the leading role in drafting this with his input. And we had a sub-team meeting chaired by Cheryl that was very helpful in guiding us in the process. And staff put together a list of very useful references of other charters within ICANN. And from that, I reviewed those charters and thought that maybe a particular way to go could be one of the charters from a GNSO working group. And so I used that as a model, and that is what you'll see in front of you with the purpose and the name. And thank you very much, Cheryl, for editing parts of this to make it clear as to the purpose. So if we can go through page by page very briefly, we'll see we have the workspace URL, the mailing list, which I think I probably was one of the first to use today, the title reference and link to the RALO action item. Then we have the important document links as a reference, and I won't read them out because they're obviously there. And then, importantly, the mission and scope. And again, I don't think I need to read it out, but it's really, as we know, to review the rules of procedure. And we have referenced there the initial rules of procedure 2007 and the modifications in 2009. And also mentioned that AP RALO is the first one to do a review based on the new RALEC rules of procedure. And then we have your objectives and goals. So again, developing a revised ROP, taking into account the RALEC ROP, the needs of the region, the relevant ICANN bylaws, and the metrics, measurements under development. We've got the deliverables and timeframes, and we've got the work schedule, which is obviously to develop the charter and the structure, which KT has worked on. Review the relevant documents, analyse in detail the current RALO ROP and analyse the sections of the RALEC ROP in relation to the RALO ROP. Consider metrics measurements and then other tasks as determined. frequency. Well, we know we're meeting monthly, and it could escalate to fortnightly as we get closer to this endpoint. And we have the time frames there to do the draft final by the 8th of March, and based on community feedback to have it finalized at the Singapore meeting. And then the membership criteria that the working group is open to all Asylo members, the group formation, dependencies and dissolution. And the dissolution would be when once the deliverables time frames have been completed, but also that if there's any assigned additional tasks, that is mentioned there as well. Working group roles, the assistance of the ICANN staff is noted, and then the standard working group roles, functions and duties, and this is based on the GNSO working group guidelines. And in red, and Cheryl has highlighted this, it's proposed that this Asylo working group adopt the relevant sections and definitions of the GNSO working group guidelines of this working group. Are there any comments so far about this? Okay, I'll go ahead.
That's so good.
That's fine. The rules of engagement, again, it's proposed that this Asylo working group adopt these definitions. It seemed to make sense to use something that has operated successfully in other settings, so it's there. And then moving right along to the problem, issue escalation and resolution processes. Again, that's based on the GNSO working group guidelines. And closure and working group self-assessment, working group will close upon the delivery of a final report unless there's assigned additional tasks or follow-up by the leadership of Asylo or ALEC. And also, just noted this wording, a plan for periodic review and update of rules of procedure should be discussed in action by AP RALO after the adoption of a modified set of rules of procedure. Okay, and then we've got the charter history. I did the initial text 4th of November. Cheryl made edits on the 5th. I made some very small edits on the 6th. And we've got the staff contacts and email at the bottom. That's about it.
Well, thank you very much. This is Cheryl for the record, and I'm giving you and Ali a round of applause because I think this is one of the more robust and reasonable charters I've seen put together for, and might I note, in a very small period of time. Now you two have done the heavy lifting on this. And I would like to think that we will all now do another second read through in the next, say, 24 to 36 hours. All right, I'll stretch as far as 48 hours for you because I'm feeling generous. My husband's just passed me a large glass of white wine, so that's improved my mood no end. It is that time of the day here in Australia, you see. But all joking aside, I would like to just point out to you and Ali that what you two have done here has, in my experience, taken slightly larger groups, I admit, called drafting teams or charter teams in other parts of ICANN, in excess of 6 to 8 weeks to get to this stage. So, but well done. But I wasn't going to tell you that until you did it so much better than everyone else. But congratulations are in order, however. Okay. So let's then take a few moments to have any discussion on this, but what I am proposing we do, and I trust Sirinush, you are supporting me here on this proposal from your VC position, is that we take the next 2 days, 48 hours, for our members of this work group to have a read through the charter, see if there's any changes, explanations, additions, etc., to go on to it, and then we will put it through, of course, for our regional review. And I would like to think that we can ask for regional review and feedback to probably only take somewhere between the next 5 to 7 days after our 48. So that's deliberately planned so that we can have a final decision and approval of it when many of us are actually gathered in monasteries face-to-face, and of course when we will be having our next AP RALO meeting that will be running the BA meeting as well. So I would suggest, Sylvia, that another action item here is to have the approval of this charter on the next AP RALO meeting agenda. And I suspect that Cyrinosh might be the person who would be putting that motion forward if that needs, and I think it probably does need, a formal motion. Right, Ganella, you still have your hand up?
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. I just wanted to clarify with Ali. I know Ali's very busy, and in regard to sharing the pen holdership, so to speak, if Ali wants to make any comments about the joint position of pen holder, and maybe who should be the primary pen holder in this situation for the charter.
Ali, over to you.
Yes.
Voice if you
thanks,
have.
Thanks,
Ganella.
Thanks for the effort on that.
Yeah. This is Ali Al-Mishal for the transcript.
Thanks, Ganella. Thanks, Cheryl. I would prefer to keep it as is. You'll be the primary, and I'll really trying to learn as much as I can. This is the first time I look into that, and it's a very much good learning curve for me. So if you don't mind, just keep it as is. I will continue to be working with you on that until we get it up and running, Ganella, and finalizing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Okay, Ganella, is that clear?
Yes, thank you very much. So I will be primary pen holder for this, and I'll look forward to working with Ali as we go forward.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. And I would suggest if you and Ali want to have a little think about next steps, that with this charter off your plates by the end of the Buenos Aires meeting, it might be an idea, and I would suggest here you work with KT and also Maureen to see whether or not, as all of the pen holders working together, you might be able to put together a little bit of a set of dates or key milestones working back from the Singapore meeting, basically a more detailed or graphical form that will complement the time course material that is in the charter. But I'm certainly not suggesting that starts before we get the other side of Buenos Aires, because we're all far, far, far too busy. Now, the next pen holder is, of course, Maureen, and she has presented her apologies for today's meeting. But I do know that she has done some emailing and some updating on some of the wiki pages, but I think they're actually the ones that are associated with the Regional Secretariat's meeting. So to this end, what I'm going to do is ask Sylvia if she could give us a very brief update on the types of activity that Maureen has been continuing with.
Yes,
Maureen has actually put together a series of comments on the Regional Secretariat's agenda. The meeting was supposed to take place on November 1st, but it was postponed. So she will be on the next meeting. The meeting will be held on Friday the 8th, this coming Friday. And Maureen will be there to collect input from the RALOs. So far, she didn't get a responses or feedback from the RALOs. And we believe it was because most of the RALO leaders and key people were at the IGF in Bali. So we are hoping to see more feedback on her comments and ideas on the metrics issue during Friday's meeting.
Thank you very much for that, Sylvia. Cheryl, for the transcript record again. There's a couple of issues from that. The first one is that there is a great deal of synchronicity or overlap between the work Maureen's doing on metrics and what is going to be applicable to us and our metrics. She is also obviously engaged in the outreach to our ALSs as well. And I would suggest that at the Buenos Aires meeting, because Maureen will be there as she takes her seat in the at-large advisory committee at that meeting, that if Sirinush and Sylvia and myself, if it's all possible, but if not, certainly without me, can perhaps get together for a bit of a chat on appropriate key dates and mechanisms for outreach, because our work in the early December and then January period is going to be critical, and I'm very keen to make sure that we've done a little bit of prior planning to prevent a very poor performance on that. So I think if we take the opportunity of having a little face-to-face plotting and planning meeting, that would be a good thing indeed. Ali, are you going to be attending Buenos Aires or not? Excellent. Ali, I'd like to think that whilst your learning curve is being rapidly expanded, if Sylvia makes sure, seeing as you'll be in Buenos Aires, that you're included on any of those face-to-face meetings, that would be great, and then you can act as a conduit back to Gunilla on anything that affects your particular sub-team. Liana, are you attending Buenos Aires? Excellent. Okay. Let's add Liana to that list. So whenever two or more of you are gathered together, please make sure that that you touch base with Maureen and Sylvia so that things are coordinated. KT, are you dragging your bones to Argentina?
No, I'm not.
What a wise man.
No comment.
Yes. So I think what we might do then is let the group that are going to be face to face start doing the heavy lifting in BA and give Gunilla and KT a little bit of a break just for that 10 days. Now, KT, I'm very concerned that you're not getting a whole lot of feedback from the work and proposals that you have put up on the wiki page already. What do you want to do with that? Because we need to push that, I think.
Sure.
Did you want, for example, as a remote participant at the Buenos Aires API RALO meeting, or do you want to take part of a standalone or special purpose teleconference? What do you want to do with that?
Sure. I guess I'm quite flexible. I'm not 100% sure what the best solution is. One thought I did have was the people that I know from ICANN meetings that are part of AP Rallo is I was considering just emailing them and trying to persuade them to provide some feedback. Yeah, I'm open for suggestions and for wider participation.
Okay. Thanks for that, KT. It's Cheryl for the transcript record again. What I might do then, Sylvia, if we could have, say, a 5-minute time allocation specifically to discuss this issue of specific feedback, it won't be the charter by then, but it will be outreach and feedback to drafting from the work group at the AP Rallo meeting during Buenos Aires. KT, if you can join remotely, depending on how grossly inconvenient the time will be, because Buenos Aires, I think, is something like UTC plus 3 and your UTC plus 13. We'll see how we go, but I mean, if you can join, that'd be great. If not, I'm sure someone can act as your proxy, and you can brief them before that. Can I ask Sylvia if you make sure that happens on the agenda, and Cyrinush, if you don't mind explaining to Holly what the rationale for all of this time-taking for our rather important work is going to be. By my reckoning, I'm seeing probably a 13 to 15-minute commitment out of the AP Rallo meeting in Buenos Aires to the matters wanting to be raised by this work group. And we'll sort out our time allocation from that 13 to 15 minutes. Speaking of minutes, I see that we only have 10 minutes to the top of the hour, and our desired ending of meeting time. Because we have a couple of people who are unable to join this call, and because we've had one or two readings of the general AP Rallo rules, I'm wondering, and this comes back to you, KT, you've done a first blush and at what could be in your drafting appropriate sections and framing of our rules. Do you want to leave it till after BA to perhaps go through either as a single purpose call of one of our work group meetings to go through line by line your drafting and our existing procedural guidelines, or do you want to try and get an online interaction? I fear for online interactions because you haven't managed to stir up very much at the moment. What do you want to do there, KT?
And perhaps if our working group can make an effort to have a good read through it, and perhaps either try and make some comments prior to having a phone conference about it, where we could perhaps go through line by line if we have to, or section by section. I guess,
okay.
The quickest way would be in between meetings. It would certainly save a lot of time.
All right, terrific. Thanks for that, NKT. That's Cheryl for the record again. Sylvia or Natalie, and I suspect it could be one or other of you, might even be Natalie, recognising that we won't be meeting as a work group before Buenos Aires, can you tell me what the date of the next working group meeting is going to be for us?
Okay, this is Sylvia. I think that it's safe to say that usually, as you know, after the meeting, there is the following week, the last week of November, most people are returning to their home countries and they usually take some time off. So it would be safe to say that we can schedule any time during the first week of December.
Okay. Natalie, can you have a look at when our normal date would be and when we can adjust if it does fall in that week after Buenos Aires?
Sure, just give me a few seconds, I'll have a look.
Thank you very much. Now, to that end, the reason I'm raising this issue now, when it really is, coming in for our next meeting, item number 6 on our agenda, is that to assist Kai Chi in getting the feedback that he needs, I'd like us, during the Buenos Aires meeting, to take each of us take on a personal piece of homework, and that is to take the personal approach, and for every time, at least once, no harm if we do it two or three times, as long as it's not the same person, two or three of us can do it to one person, but one person shouldn't repeat it three times. Every time we interact with a fellow member from our region, and particularly if they are a lead in the at-large structures of our region, if we could engender some excitement and interest in them to go to these wiki pages and to start giving us feedback, I think it's part of our job as work group members to raise the awareness and try and engender some interest and excitement, and we have the opportunity while we're face to face. Over to you, Sirinush. We can't hear you. You might be muted. That would be star 7 to unmute if you're on audio. Okay. All right. Sirinush has posted to the chat her point. It's a point of clarification. She's just wanting to clarify the next steps, and her question is as follows. Is this the draft which I am going to send to the Asia-Pacific RALO list? Or, if I'm not mistaken, is Ali and Ganella going to do some final changes and then send the documents in a few days, after which we will send it to the list for comment? You are correct, Sirinush. We're giving our work group members the next 48 hours to dot the I's, cross the T's and make any comments or edits or proposals of edits to the charter, and then after 48 hours and a final draft will be formulated from that input, then that will be what we would ask you to take forward to the region for approval. Now, what I would like to do is suggest, Sirinush, with your indulgence, may we be so bold as to put your name in as a proposed appointed chartering organisation liaison? And basically, unless you tell me no, I'm going to assume that the answer is yes. And so Ganella can update this now to reflect you being the proposed no, the liaison from the chartering organisation is an integral part of the charter, and so who that is in fact part of the agreement of the whole region, certainly not just the AP RALO chair. So if you are willing to take on that role, what we will do is put in the word proposed before your name, and then at least it helps people when they're looking at the draft charter come to terms with... Sorry, that's my medication warning coming in. Coming to terms with what we want to do. Now, at just to the top of the hour, what I'd like to do is bump number 5, which is the timeline and next steps, to a face-to-face meeting activity in Buenos Aires, as we discussed earlier, and call for any other business. And I've just been bumped out of the Adobe Connect room, so if there's hands up, can you just tell me, please?
This is Sylvia.
Yes, Sylvia.
Yes, I'm just looking at the agenda of the April RALO monthly meeting in Buenos Aires, and I don't see the ROPs this on the agenda, this issue of the rules of procedure. So this is the agenda that was proposed fully. So we would need to add one more item here to add this review.
Yeah. Okay, it's Cheryl, in terms of what I'd like you to do then, Sylvia, is, and knowing how far in advance these agendas need to be given to staff so that they can be put up online and indeed translated into our 3 working languages, Holly will have done, as I often do, a best guess on the agenda. So if we can make an addition to the agenda with Holly's agreement, obviously, I'll ask you to broke that, but ask Cyrinosh to support you in that. That would be great. And if not, we will be raising it under any other business. So tell Holly we're going to take the time, whether she likes it or not, and it would behoove her to give us the 10 to 15 minutes in the agenda, if it's at all possible.
Okay.
We can maybe cut it as low as 8.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other business? If not, I'm going to ask Natalie whether or not she's tracked down the likely date of our next meeting.
Yes, so it will be, as Sylvia said, during the first week of December. We can send out a doodle to cover that first week.
Okay. Does it need to be a doodle, or does it just need to be the same day and time as this? Because we did establish that we would not rotate time.
The day has changed from time to time. The time hasn't, so we can very happily look for the first Wednesday of December at 6 UTC, if that suits everyone.
Okay. What is the date on that one, if you don't mind helping me for that? The first Wednesday in December is what day?
It would be...
I know, it's terrible, isn't it, really? I'm not ready to book up my
December. 4th of December.
Okay. All right, then. So perhaps if all of us can put that into our... pencil it into our calendars, and we could distribute that as a proposed next meeting date... that would be terrific. Thank you very much, Natalie. I'll leave that up to your expertise. In which case, I'm now going to ask, is there any clarification of any action items, Sylvia, that you need from this call?
No. I think it's all clear.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Excellent. And so with that... we did start our call a couple of minutes past the hour, so I don't feel at all guilty about finishing the call a couple of minutes past the hour. I just want to thank each and every one of you for your time, your energy and your contributions to today's call. It may not seem like it, but trust me, for all the work groups and drafting teams I've been involved with in the last 10 years of ICANN, you are all progressing very well indeed. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, one and all. And we'll talk to some of you in Buenos Aires. Safe travels for those who are. And hope that the people who are not able to join us will be able to join us remotely for the AP RALO call. If not, 4th of December, And thank you one and all. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.